The parsha is the introduction of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit Avraham Avinu in the beginning of the parsha, after the performance of the Bris Milah, and we learn out the importance of Bikur Cholim from that episode. So the question we want to discuss tonight is whether there is a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim to visit someone with a contagious disease. Certainly this was more sensitive during the days of Corona and that particular episode, but also even just nowadays, you know somebody who's home in bed, ill, not feeling well, but they have a bad cold, they have the flu. So is there a mitzvah of Bikur Cholim to be fulfilled in such an instance when a person is contagious with the disease, or perhaps is a person exempt? We know, I think, in the biography of Aryeh Levin, they talk about how Rav Aryeh Levin would go visit the lepers in Yerushalayim and go visit the leper colonies. Is that a mitzvah? Is that a chiyuv? Is that foolish? How do we approach the mitzvah in regard to someone with a contagious disease? So there is a Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Amud Beis that would seem to indicate to us an important statement about this sugya. We're going to look at three different sugyas before we get to the question. The first is here, the Gemara in Bava Metzia of Daf Lamed Amud Beis. And the Gemara says, to Tanya of Yosef, it says in Shmos, "Behodatem lahem, ze beis chayehem," and it's going to darshan this pasuk in Shmos Perakut Ches. You should teach to you, this is beis chayehem, es haderech, this is the importance of gemilas chasadim, yelchu, this is the mitzvah of bikur cholim, ba is the mitzvah of kruas hameis, vs, masa, this is the idea of having a din and justice system. Asher ya'asun zu lefnim mishuras hadin. This is the important, as we learn from the pasuk, of going lefnim mishuras hadin, beyond the letter of the law. Amar mar. So the Gemara asks, yelchu zeh bikur cholim. So you're telling me that the pasuk in Shmos is teaching us about the importance of bikur cholim. Haynu gemilas chasadim. So the Gemara says, bikur cholim is just chesed. So why is bikur cholim pointed out specifically when the Gemara already said that a Jew is responsible in Bikur Cholim? So the Gemara says, Lo nitzrach ela leven gilo, rather it's needed regarding the person who shares the same birthday or the same astrological sign as the person who's ill. Damar amar ben gilo, one who is a ben gilo, one who shares the same signs as another person. No tel echad mishishin b'chalyav. If you go visit someone and you have the same astronomical sign, or ben gilo, to that individual, so you, the visitor who is doing the mitzvah bikur cholim, will receive 1/60th of that person's illness. It will be transferred from him to you. Va'afilu hachi, and even so, miboy leila meza legabe, we have still a mitzvah bikur cholim you have to go to, and therefore that's what the Torah needs to specify, that even though you may contract in some aspect some of the sickness of the person that you're going to visit, nevertheless, there's a mitzvah bikur cholim. So apparently, the Gemara sees that even if the visitor will contract some of that sickness, he still has the mitzvah bikur cholim, which really should, you know, be an open and shut case. It's pretty straightforward that you should go do bikur cholim even if you're going to get sick. There's another Gemara. It's actually a Gemara that I think appears in four different places, in Psachim, in Kedushin, in Kehulin, another Gemara as well, that says that shluchei mitzvah ein nezaken, one who is a shliach, one who's a messenger to go do a mitzvah, is not going to be harmed. Now, the Gemara in Psachim says that this is not the case of a high-level danger, and in such a case, there's no guarantee that something bad won't happen. What's the level of danger? So it's not clear, and we can't really easily define what would be something that is dangerous that one would still be in a difficult situation if they were on their way to do a mitzvah. It depends on the individual, the circumstances, and it's not our main topic right now. But that would be another indication. If I'm going to do Bikur Cholim, apparently, you know, I should be saved, I should be kept healthy, because I'm going to do a mitzvah. The third source is a pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk in Koheles says, Shomer mitzvah, lo yeda davarav, that someone who is doing a mitzvah is not going to have anything bad happen to them. So the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samech Gimel only brings this pasuk as a segula. But it's not a klal al pi halacha. It's not saying that one who does a mitzvah won't have anything bad will happen to them. It says it as a segula. It's a nice thing you should be aware of, that when you do a mitzvah, you'll be you should understand that nothing bad is going to happen to you, and you have an extra, you know, push. You have an extra bump of zechus. Now, the poskim discuss the mitzvah of Yibum with a katlanis. A katlanis is a woman who is married two or three times, and her husband died, what we'd call, I guess in English nowadays, a black widow. And now what happened was is that a man ended up where this woman is now the potential Yibum for himself. Now, the Tshuvas Maralbach, the Tshuvas Rav Eliyahu HaMizrachi, the Notei Yehuda all say that there is still a mitzvah that a man should do Yibum in the face of where that woman is a katlanis and previous husbands have died, because Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davarav. Someone who's doing a mitzvah, something bad won't happen to them. The Chacham Tzvi argues, and he says that there is no Yibum because of the danger involved. So how come nobody says, ah, shluchei mitzvah eden nizakin? Ah, the Gemara says in four places that a person who's doing a mitzvah is not going to be harmed. So Rav Asher Weiss has a piece in the Minchas Asher on Corona about our sugya. We'll quote from a little bit later on, but he explains that the danger of the katlanis, of the black widow, is not during the shas mitzvah of bia. Right? The danger is not that while the man is performing the mitzvah of being married to somebody, that he's going to drop dead at that moment in time. That's not what's going to happen, right? When you man marries a katlanis, a woman who, you know, previous husbands died, the fear is that at a certain point later on, the man is going to die, but not right now. It's not during the moment of the mitzvah itself. And therefore, since the danger and the mitzvah are not happening at the same time, we don't say shluchei mitzvah einu mizaken. We only say shluchei mitzvah einu mizaken when the mitzvah and the danger is happening at the same moment. And the concept of shomer mitzvah lo yedo davara doesn't mean that if you do a mitzvah, you'll be protected. Rather, what it means is that the ma'aseh mitzvah itself won't harm you. That's how Rav Asher Weiss understands it. That if you do a ma'aseh mitzvah, that's not going to harm you while doing the mitzvah itself. So these are the three sugyas that we have in front of us. One is the Gemara in Bava Metzia about Bikra Cholim. The second is Shlichei Mitzvah Einu Nizaken. And the last one is going to be Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yedo Davara. And the question is, how do we relate? How do we apply these things in the question in front of us of Bikra Cholim in the face of a contagious disease? The first person to discuss in the poskim is the Rama. But if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you won't find it directly there. You'll have to open up the Tshuvas HaRama in Simen Chaf. The Tshuvas HaRama in Simen Chaf. He discusses the case of someone who rented his home out to a tenant. Before the tenant was able to move in, the wife of the potential tenant contracted a disease. We're not going to translate what the disease is right now. It could be something that was hepatitis related, but it's not entirely clear what the translation is. Now, the landlord wanted to revoke the lease because he didn't want to rent to someone who would bring a contagious illness into his property. So the Rama goes on to show that once a kinyan was made, the landlord cannot revoke the lease. And at the very end of the tshuva, the Rama notes that the landlord's claim of a contagious disease is ridiculous. Only someone who has anxiety claims that there are such diseases, because only a Kadosh Baruch Hu decides who should become sick and who will be ill. And then he says, if there was a contagious disease, then all of Hilchos Bikur Cholim would disappear. And he writes as follows, Lo matzinu b'shum makom, we'll find nowhere, shechelku bein cholei mistabek l'she'en mistabek. We find nowhere in Chazal that they differentiate between an illness that is contagious and one that is not contagious. Chutz mila'inyan bal ra'asan da'asru li'eshev b'tzeilo. The only thing that Gemara says is about a leper. A person shouldn't sit next to someone with leprosy, because they understood that if you sit next to someone with leprosy, the leprosy will be contagious to the person next to them. This is a Gemara in Ksuvah Saf Ayin Zayin. There's a very famous episode over there about Rabbi Shua ben Levi escaping the Malach HaMaves and going into his portion of Gan Eden, and it's related to that Gemara as well. But we see from that Gemara that you can't sit in the same tent as a leper because it's contagious. But besides for leprosy, says the Rama, there is no concern for contagious diseases and illnesses in Halacha. That's the sheet of the Rama. Comes the Shulchan Gavoa, and he questions the Rama. He says, who would follow such a psak and visit someone with a terrible contagious disease? He says, the minhag is not to visit people who are contagious or visit people during plagues. And Rechayim Pelagi also contradicts the Rama, and he quotes the Ramban in Bereishis as well, saying that diseases are contagious.
And he says it's pasha, it's not the case. If someone has a contagious disease, there's no mitzvah bikra cholim. Of course not. So how do we pass? We have a machlokas shulchan gavoa between the Rama. So the Knesset HaGadol, Chaim ben Avista, the major work on the tour and the Beis Yosef. So he cites the Rama. And then he cites the Shulchan Gavoa. And he leaves it as a suffix. He doesn't want to pass him between the Rama and the Shulchan Gavoa. Comes the Stei Chemed, and he writes in the Mareches Beis and Os Kufta Zion, and he cites the Rama, and he cites the Shulchan Gavoa, and he concludes that it's difficult to pass it on such a machlokas. And he ends with a tefillah that Hashem should make it, that we don't have to deal with such situations, that we shouldn't have such illnesses, and we don't have to pass on such a shiloh between the Shulchan Gavoa and the Rama. So where does that leave us? We have two major poskim say that we don't know how to paskin. So comes Rav Vazman in the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Zion in Siman Reish Aleph, and he cites the Rama, and he says that the Rama is very difficult to understand. What type of reasoning is the Rama using? Are all illnesses contagious? There are so many that are not contagious, and therefore, says the Shevet HaLevi, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim would never go away. In addition, how can a person put himself in danger in order to fulfill Bikur Cholim? It makes no sense. He finds the entire Rama very difficult. And he writes that practically speaking today, whereas most diseases are not seen as contagious, and those that are really a minority, and since we also know how to protect ourselves when making contact, you can perform the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim in a manner that's medically safe. For example, you go to the outer room, keeping a safe distance, wearing a mask, ask the person who's ill, has everything they need, how he can be helpful. And therefore, Rav Shevet HaLevi says, if the person is dangerous with a contagious disease, you don't go. If you can do it in a safe way, then you should do it. The Kleisenberger Rebbe in the Divrei Yatziv and Choshen Mishvat Siman Ayin Tes says the same thing. And so does Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher on Corona, saying if a person has a terrible contagious disease, you don't go if you can't go in a safe way and you can't be responsible. And that is how we paskin halacha lemaisa. But we are really only, 12 minutes into the shiur, and we're not going to end over here. So what we want to talk about is, how do we understand the Rama? What is the Rama saying? The Rama is a very difficult shita, that there's no such thing as contagious diseases. The Rama is very challenging, just intellectually, and also I'm going to show you, within the Rama itself, he's challenging. So the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yutes, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tes, in volume 9, has a kuntras refuah b'Shabbos. So in Siman Yud Zayin, he explains that the Rama believed that there was no proof that other diseases are contagious, since the medical knowledge at the time of the Rama was limited to far-fetched assumptions, many of which are known today to be simply untrue. And this is also the understanding of the Chesed Lavram regarding the plague. In this situation, every disease of which Chachamim in their infinite knowledge did not tell us that it's contagious, although there's a possibility it might be such, says the Chesed Lavram, the mitzvah nonetheless provides protection on which we can always rely. And he ends that we know of many worked to cure the ill, l'shem shemayim, and they were not harmed. So again, there was such a shita, there was such a movement and understanding in the days of the Rama that, something is not contagious unless we're told by Chazal. And outside of that, a person should not have to worry about it. But the Rama is still very difficult. Why didn't the Rama bring proof in the Gemara and Bav Metzia, right? If I was writing the Tshuva of the Rama, I would have said, the Gemara and Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed, says clearly that someone is allowed to get ill when doing Bikur Cholim. The Gemara indicates very clearly that even if the visitor could contract the illness, he still has to visit. Now, the truth is that the Achronim who bring the Rama passably, or understand the Rama literally, perhaps we could say that there's a different way to view the Rama. If you have a suffix, whether or not you can save someone in danger, and it's a suffix sakana, do you have to make an effort to save the person in danger? Right? I know that this person is drowning in a river, and I don't know how to swim, and I'm not even sure I can save him properly. Do I have to put myself in danger to save that person who's in danger? So the Hagos Maimoni and the Rambam cites the Yerushalmi, who says that someone who has a suffix sakana to save someone, who is in a vade sakana, who is definitely in danger, must make the effort to do so. And this is cited by the Beis Yosef in Choshu Mishpah and Simtav Chavav. Let's look at the Beis Yosef. The Kosvu Hagos Maimonis Avar Alosa Amod. You violate the violation of standing by idly when someone's blood is being spilt. Even to put yourself in a possible danger, you would have to go do so to save someone. So it writes the Beis Yosef, Vinira Shahatam Mipnei Shahala Vadehu, Vahu Safek, Vachal Makayim Nefesh Achas B'Yisrael, Kil Kayim Olam Male. He says, you are in Safek danger. He is definitely in danger. And you have the ability to save an entire world, an entire life. You have to take that chance to save that person who's in danger. Now, do we paskin like this? So they say B'Shem Rabbi Soloveitchik, who heard from his grandfather Rechaim, that when Rechaim was in Brisk, there was once a plague, and there was not enough volunteers to take care of the sick. And Rechaim told his sons, the Brisk Rav and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that they have to go to the homes of the sick and to tend to their needs. And Rechaim quoted this Yerushalmi, that you have to put yourselves in potential danger to save someone who's absolute danger. Is that how we paskin? So if you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you open up a Ramah, they both omit the Gos Maimoni. And the Sma explains. The Sma writes as follows. Gam zehishmitu ha-mechaber umarenu Rav Moshe Zal. He says, the Mechaber and my Rebbe, the Ramah, they left out this halacha. Because the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, and the Tur, they don't bring all these statements, and therefore that's why I was left out. It's clear from the Mechaber and the Ramah that they hold that there is no mitzvah to place oneself in Safek Sakana in order to help another person. So what? How can a person say, or how can the Ramah write, that you're allowed to take a contagious person with a disease into your home, and you have to fulfill the promise of that lease when you are putting yourself in a suffix danger, when there's plagues around and there's all types of illnesses, just to do Bikur Cholim? How could you say such a thing? He himself doesn't paskin that way. I want to make the question even worse. We discussed this at Shal Shudas a couple of years ago when we discussed the Ramah, but just a quick review about a biographical point about the Ramah. From 1551 to 1552, there was a plague in Krakow that took the lives of hundreds of people. In 1552, the Ramah writes that his mother passed away on Asara B'Tevis, and 5 months later, his wife, Golda, passed away at the age of 20. And 16 days later, after Golda passed away, his paternal grandmother died as well. And in 1556, when there was another plague in Krakow, and the minhag during the plague was for everyone who was able to flee the city to flee. Fleeing the city from plague was how you dealt with the plague. There was no medicine. You just ran away from it. In Krakow, there were three plagues in the span of 15 years. 1543, 1551, 1556. Entire families with 5 or 7 members would be wiped out because of these plagues. The Ramah's family was no different. The family of the Ramah, with him included, fled to the city of Shidlov. They left Krakow for Shidlov. Why? Because he had nothing to do. He had no way to save himself. The Ramah himself understood there was contagious diseases. We know that when he was in Shidlov, he had no Mishloach Manos to send, so he wrote a perush on Megillas Esther called the Mechir Yayin. Obviously, the Ramah understood the importance of avoiding dangerous diseases. We know this from the Ramah in his psak, that you don't put yourself in danger to save someone. And we know this from his personal practice, that he ran away from plagues. So how can someone explain the Ramah to mean that the Ramah thinks that communicable diseases, dangerous diseases, contagious diseases are not a thing a person has to worry about? So Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Minchas Asher, and he explains the Ramah as follows. The Maharil, Simon Mem Aleph, the Tshuvas HaRashbash, explain that during the spread of contagious disease, we need to do our hishtadlus. We have to follow medical directives to avoid disease. And therefore, they said that you have to run away from a contagious disease. That's the proper practice, to stay away from contagious diseases. Rav Eliezer Papa writes in the Pele Yoetz, in the section on Shmira, that it was only Hayishme'elim HaTipshim, it was the foolish Arabs who believed to not avoid diseases because God will help. But he says it's not a Jewish midah to say, you know, we're going to stay with this disease because Hashem will help us. If the above is true, so how can the Jewish Ramah say that there's a chi of bikur cholim to visit someone who has a contagious disease and there's a sakana, it must be that the Rama is speaking about a cholish ein bo sakana. You cannot say the Rama is talking about a dangerous disease, something that was very bad. Contagious, you're going to get a cold, you're going to get a cough. That's one thing. But the Rama does not mean that if someone has a terribly contagious disease and it would put you in a real danger, even a suffix danger, that you should go. That is not how he paskins. The Rama also speaks about ipush ha'avir, that the air at that time was very bad. The people in that time in the 1500s felt that bad air is what causes disease. But we know nowadays there's no such thing as bad air. We know that if someone is ill, what do? We open up the windows because we want fresh air and the air is good for them. There's no such thing as bad air is how the disease spreads. It's pasha to the Rama that if it's a cholish yeshba sakana and there's a real danger, even a suffix sakana, and it's contagious, one does not have a mitzvah of bikur cholim. This is why the Rama doesn't bring the Gemara in Bava Metzia of Ben Gilo, of the person who has to go visit someone and it takes away 1/60. The Torah Chaim says, because it is 1/60 of the choli that's batel to the visitor, right? How does it work? The person is ill. And the Gemara says that when I go do Bikur Cholim, I take upon myself 1/60 of that illness. What do we know? 1/60 is batel b'shishim. So the point is, says the Torah Chaim, when I go visit that person, and then I get a little bit of that illness and making him feel better, it doesn't affect me. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? The Gemara is telling us that it might not cause a full-fledged illness, but it can still cause some small amount of tzar. Person gets a headache, gets an upset stomach. Maybe it's doing a bikur cholim and getting a little bit of that tzar that person had. But it's a davar pashut, according to the Rama, that a person does not put himself in suffix sakana for the mitzvah of bikur cholim. That's how we pass in the halacha. Person has a cold, a person has a cough, something like that, go do bikur cholim, wear a mask, keep your distance, make the person feel better about themselves. But if a person's very much in danger and there's a real reason to feel that going to visit him would put you in a suffix danger, suffix sakana, and there's no mitzvah, and a person should logically stay away.